Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if Gaudi Pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
I can't. It's hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can't hear anything, or I can hear it super soft.
I can hear everyone. No one can hear me.
I can hear you, Dan.
I can barely.
Are your headphones unplugged, Dave?
What?
Are your headphones unplugged?
I can't hear Dick. It's so low.
Your headphones plugged in.
Oh. All right. It's the rundown. It is December 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th.
Nailed it.
14th. Yeah. All right. December 14th.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
So we didn't do the rundown Monday because I was traveling and a lot has gone on.
Scared the shit out of me. Dave scared the shit out of me, Kevin. He texted me. He's like, can you do rundown today because of everything that's gone on? And I was in the middle of doing a show and I was like, oh my God, what happened? Something happened.
Wednesday afternoon rundown request is usually what the fuck?
Whoa.
Well, I just got back. I was on a whirlwind. So we had Rough and Rowdy Friday, Army-Navy Saturday morning, Patty's fight Saturday night. Then I had a commercial in L.A., a commercial in Sacramento, back to L.A. So I was in 30 cities. I got home late last night. And since I've been gone, and I'm sure a lot of it obviously has already been talked about, but I figured we have us, the original three here on, and we'll start. And this is an interesting one because I made a video about it. But I don't want to give the guy any, I don't want to say fat Tubble Arb's name ever because he's just an alt-right troll. His trolls, he has his group of trolls who will be like, oh, you got body this and that. I will say this. If you, I don't want to use the word break because our office security is terrible, but he wasn't wanted there. Clearly, security's like, leave. If you go into any office with an actor that you're paying to play a deranged homeless person and another guy wearing a ski mask. And by the way, nobody knows who that guy is. Like I do just because of the past, but I don't know that anybody out there who could.
Mincy.
We'll get to
Mincy.
Him.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who he is. You're lucky you don't get shot. I mean, what did they expect to happen? I have no idea. He's also was calling me out. He's like, Dave, I'm pretty public where I am. All the time. The one place I'm publicly not is there. So the whole thing was so fucking stupid. Mincy.
Give me the full scoop on exactly. I don't know exactly what's wrong. What did Mincy do? What's the problem?
Did you see the video, Kevin?
Just the fact that he didn't go to war.
He popped up.
I was hearing that he knows the guy and stuff.
He does know the guy.
He knows him.
Yeah.
And he knows him.
He was all right. The whole thing started this way. I don't know how long ago, like 6 months. Like, I had no idea who this fucking idiot was. He if you look up, he's like a failed like Big Brother contestant. His life goal is to be famous. He does not have 1 ounce of like wit or comedic bone in his body. He's just an idiot. But I didn't know who he was. And I don't know, 6 months ago, he made a video, as I contradict, that our social team thought was funny enough, so I guess it is contradictory, but it was about gambling. And he was like basically being like, you should allow to lose all your money. He was basically being not careful gambling video. Paul, you know, out 11, partying, do whatever he does. The thing got posted. Now, before I even knew what happened, he sent it to me. He's like, should I take it down? Bald Paul, probably waking up from partying for 48 straight hours. He took it down before it even came to me. Of course. Like, are you seeing what's going on in Massachusetts with us? We cannot make fun of, like, anything gambling, prom gambling. So it went up and down in five seconds, basically. In the interim, Mincy, who is buddies with this kid, he's like, hey, did you see the video we posted? That's how the kid found out it was posted so fast. It comes down.
And he was the one who was like, you're a coward for taking it down.
Tags me. Like, he's like, you're a pussy.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you're like, a coward.
You, it's just the rules. Right.
Correct.
Very clear what the rules are. We live by these rules. We've lived by these rules.
I remember that. Where it was like Barstool, Big Bad Barstool now takes down content. It was like, yeah, we've always, yes.
Yeah, so now where, which is fine. So it's like, I didn't know who the kid was. And at first I was like, all right, you want to talk? I'll tell you why. Then I researched him. It's like, all right, alt-right troll. Like, this guy's just, I want no part of that. He's as bad as extreme. They're the same. Like, I always say extreme right, extreme left. He's the worst of the worst. So where Mincy starts really getting himself in trouble is after this dust-up, Mincy called him. Didn't tell anybody. And who knows what Mincy says? Mincy goes to say, I called him, be like, don't you talk to Dave. Mincy's lying. This kid, his friend, exposed Mincy. He went on, he's like, well, I talked to Mincy after it happened, and you know, he was trying to make it right and all this stuff. So that was the first time when Mincy was stripped of King of the South. It's like, Mincy, sure. Whose side are you on here?
Going against the family.
Correct. Thing dies, fast forward. He comes storming into the office yesterday, this tub of lard with literally a paid actor to act as a deranged homeless guy and a guy in a ski mask. Like, why'd they kick me out? Like, what are you talking about? Mincy is the first one who gets up, looks directly at his friend, does a 180, and sits down.
Mm-hmm.
One of the all-time coward moves. Mincy, this is your guy. Largely where he even knows who we are and we know who he is because of you. And Mincy's like, I haven't talked to him. Mincy, you said you were friends with him for 15 years.
Well, he called him.
If you're friends with him, you call them. You're fucking great friends with anybody you call on the phone. Come on.
I heard he gave him the key card.
What? That's the rumors that were swirling.
Listen, I, not joking, have been in Mincy's asshole. He's trying to like tweet. Listen.
Well,
because we did that prank on him.
Yeah.
But
it's tough timing too, because he just started his Christmas vacation.
It was his last day.
Dave, you should have seen the last day. He dressed up. He asked the Rundown producers to create a best of Mincy video for him.
Oh my God! For the year to like announce his vacation.
Jeez. He's like,
right.
Boots on the ground, baby.
Bro, but that is totally. And you know what? By the way, what I love from that video, the polar opposite is Big Ev getting up and throwing the hood on, going into fucking, you know, bad things mode.
Texas, all-time lunatic, one of the craziest humans who's probably ever walked the face of the earth. But I do think if I just said kill, she would kill.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying like metaphorically, I mean, she'd take a gun and shoot you in the head. Like, if that guy was in, I walked in, is like, here's a pistol, shoot him. She'd be like, okay, bang. Like that, she's that.
With Dave Portnoy. Love that from her. She's like, don't mess with Dave Portnoy.
You want to talk about somebody who's ready to go. She didn't know what was going on. The timing of the elevator opening, it just opened. She walked out. She heard him say, like, Dave Portnoy is a coward. She turned purple haze and just went after the guy.
And I also, people were like, why don't you keep that same energy for Smitty? I thought Smitty was hilarious when he's like, I don't get paid enough for this.
Well, like, no, I listen. Smitty doesn't know him, but I expect nothing out of Smitty. Like, if Smitty does anything remotely interesting or good for this company, I'm surprised. I'm surprised. Like, when that happened, I'm surprised Smitty didn't throw out a banana peel and just act like he was walking and just do a slide and do his pretend to fall.
I like Smitty's line. Smitty yeah, ball. Mincy. I mean, it really was like, it was like Fredo. I knew it was you. Like, he just walked in and he's like, oh, yeah, I've never known. I never met Johnny Ola. What the fuck, dude?
What is his mental state? Because this is the last exchange I had to him. He doesn't reply to them. He said Thursday after it happened. No. All right. So I text him, you are all but dead to me after this happened. After I saw him, like, you owe it. If you have an ounce of anything, this is your guy. Go out there and confront your guy, because he's making his friend is making him look really, really bad.
Yeah.
And so this was the text yesterday from Mincy. This is in regards to the Tommy Smoke skit. That was some seriously diabolical shit today. Regardless of all that, thanks for everything. I can take the heat. You've been great to me. Cannot have asked for more the last 2 years. I replied, and yet you don't have the dignity or courage to confront your friend when he barges into the office. You disgust me. That's the last thing I said to him. He didn't reply. He's just out there. I don't even – Lane Kiffin said fire him.
Yeah, and why? It's also off the heels of Mincy being against Grace O'Malley and Rowdy.
But he seemingly is tweeting either he's so dumb he thinks I'm joking, or people are palling around. He doesn't seem to have a care in the world.
No, Mincy's never had a care. That's the beauty of Mincy.
Yeah, has he put his hand up and like, yeah, I'm a fucking coward yet?
No, he's I don't know.
He's on vacation. What's going on?
Yeah. How can he say he doesn't know what's going on? He walked, looked directly at him. I think he mouthed. Didn't he say it was him? And then sat down.
Oh, no, that's my friend.
That's a bad look, man.
That was crazy.
A bad look.
When everybody, crazy. It's like those, you have.
And everybody else went into fucking action.
Oh, yeah. Like, two ships, every single person. Yeah. Correct. And he's going the other way.
Yeah.
It's as, like. Unbelievable. So that happened.
So wait, when you say like he doesn't reply to you or whatever, like does he think that this is you know, like a bit or it's content or like
when did you send that text to him?
He's on vacation. So.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday just started 4:39 p.m.
Yeah, well, he's on vacation. He's already on vacation.
His vacation started. You
like,
we're
like laughing about all these things, but like, what the fuck?
It was a 1 minute. He said it
perfectly. Mincy's on a college kid schedule.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, December you get like 3 weeks off.
A month off, yeah.
He sent his at 4:38. I sent mine at 4:39. I also saw, I think, Jeff Nadeau, just the dumbest person ever at times. Like, he tweeted out, welcome to the remote crew, or something to that effect to Mincy. Like, hands up to the people who get to work remote. I'm pretty sure the remote crew are going to be put on now. I want like daily reports.
Oh, no.
What did you do each day?
Mincy doesn't have.
And if
daily
you don't
reports,
do it, you're out. You're so fired. Stupid. Like no daily report. Yep. No, he's reporting.
That's gonna be tough. That's yep. I don't think
daily reports.
He's, you know, he's boots on the ground down in the south. So,
yep. No.
You know,
no. Like, we're not letting people steal money from us anymore. I want daily reports.
Okay. Well,
daily reports.
Yeah. Daily reports. Part, things are getting tight. Belt buckle. Belt buckle. Tighten it up. No more stealing money. And you know what? It's so simple. Now, obviously, maybe not like Nadeau, like stand up remote crew. What are you talking about? Second, it is one of those things like it happened in the moment. How do you change something that happens in the moment? But if Mincy went out there, he's probably safe for life. Like Tico's been.
Yeah.
Tico does so many things wrong. She really does. She has no business having a job. No offense, Tico. And she knows it.
And yet, I know what you're about to say. You're about to say she has a contract for life.
Like,
right
when I'm about to, like, all right, Tico, you can't take some of the antics anymore. She does. The elevator opens like God's touching her on the shoulder at the precise moment for her just to go into her mode and fucking slap him in the face. I don't think that guy's been slapped yet, so I'm glad he got slapped.
Yeah.
You hear people be like, oh, they should charge assault charge. He should have been shot. If we had a gun at front, a ski mask and a deranged homeless man trying to barge in,
actor,
bang,
actor,
bang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah, that's
right.
The thing is the actor, which is right. The craziest part. Yeah.
Yeah. Bang, bang, you're dead. It's all those people who want that will be like, well, if you come into my house, I can shoot you with my gun. All right. Well, if you have two lunatics, a guy wearing a ski mask, bang, bang, and hey, fat Tupelar, bang. Sorry. We told you to leave. You wouldn't. They're all like, you leave. No, he didn't. Danny was like pushing him. The guy's 900 pounds.
Yeah. Danny was just throwing people out of the club. I actually, the person I felt the worst for, I wasn't here. Kevin, were you here? I don't think you were here. The person I felt the worst for is Mike, security guard Mike.
Yeah.
Because he's been waiting for that moment forever. I actually, like, for a Christmas gift, I might just hire
that after again.
Same guy to come back when Mike's here. Just be like, you deserve it. You deserve it. Yeah.
Two more things on this. A, the clip of Spider coming around the corner with the Stone Cold music. Yeah.
You don't want Spider coming around the corner on your ass.
And who is that fat guy who works with the other fat? They must just hire fat guys. The old sports guy, the black guy who Jason.
Whitlock?
Whitlock. Yeah, I saw him too. He's like, this is really funny. Anybody who thinks that's funny shouldn't be allowed to breathe air. They're like, oh, you got him. Again, you paid a guy to act like a lunatic, his pants around his ankles, his shirt off, and a guy in a ski mask. Like, what did you expect to happen? You just waltz right in?
That's one of those, like, prank culture people who are just like.
But that's not even a prank. There's nothing.
It's not a prank.
Right. Yeah, that's, we don't know who, nobody knows who you are. One guy looks like he's ready to rob the place, and the other guy is acting like a deranged homeless. Again, bang, bang, bang. That's what should have happened. Like, all right, let's just wipe him up and throw him in the trash and move on.
He just fucking killed him. See you later.
UFC, we're still slowed down a little bit, but so we were at the fight. Close fight. I thought Patty won the fight.
Oh, well, he said it.
It wasn't even close.
Now, you can have a different interpretation on whether it's close. So, we're watching. First of all, I knew right away, Dana comes over to me and Dan, and I'm like, do you know the decision? He's like, no, but Dana's looking at us. We're looking at him. It does look like the Mean Street Posse is, like, putting the decision. The decision happens. Patty gets in the ring. He's like, it wasn't even close. Fight of the night. Give me the money.
Great move.
Dan's chanting it as we're going. I may have said a couple times, fight of the night.
Stay there.
Fight of the night.
You heard it. Fight of the night.
Another one tonight.
Fight of the night.
Fight of the night.
Fine. I think most people get, like, listen, Patty could have been taken out of there in a fucking stretcher ambulance. And I would have been like, he won that fight.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I don't think people get that. Like, Bob Fox was like, the judges say it, and everybody knows it's true. And, like, it goes over that crowd's head real fast.
It was so stupid. And the fight of the night thing, too, Patty said it. Robbie was with him after. He didn't say it after that because he realized it wasn't the fight of the night. Like, Patty himself realized it. It was so funny when he said it. Dave and I laughed.
The third round, literally nothing happened. Yeah. They just leaned on each other. It was the worst round I've seen in MMA. They just leaned on each other for the entire 5 minutes.
It was so far from fight of the night, and then people afterwards are like, every time you get called out on something, you say it was a joke. It's like, well, dude, what do you want me to say? It was a joke. Like,
we're almost always joking. It's right. Almost every time a joke.
Yeah.
And then it gets elevated because this guy, Justin Gaethje, who is a well-known MMA guy. I see the tweet. He's got like 700,000 followers. He's like, this is a really bad look for the Barstool Sports guys. Like, they're getting bent over by their guy, Patty. Well, I didn't look at the comments. This guy's out. Like, hanging out with this warlord who's, like, the worst dude on earth.
It's the craziest thing because I said this, like, if I ever go, I want this very clear, if I ever go to a dictator's son's birthday party, you can guarantee I'm going to have a low profile on Twitter for a few months.
Yes.
Like, that's just like, you, like, we didn't
and
even.
And you definitely can't be tweeting about people about their bad look.
Bad we look. Didn't even that's have the to, phrase that dude, he used. It's a bad look. It's like what?
Literally, we didn't have to do any research. It was literally the first reply being like, bro, you want to talk about bad looks?
Yeah.
And it was right there. And he did it like last month. And we're like, well, what are you doing, man? Like,
yeah.
You just put this on a tee for us.
And he's then like, he was trying to get away on a technicality. Yeah. He's like, you don't have a picture. And he's like, got bazookas. He's with the kids.
He's with the son. He's like, oh, that's not him. Russians look alike. Is that what you're saying?
And then he went down a road. And then he did what generally happens. Like, well, I'm just going to beat you up. Like, next time I see you, I'll beat you up. So and he had that exchange.
He said, we're trying to cancel him. Like, that Saturday night, Austin, I think, nailed it. We were in the car after the UFC, and I was just giggling to myself. And he was like, oh, you're not going to sleep tonight. I just spent like 4 hours on Twitter just being like, fight of the night. He, like, Patty said he won. And people were like, you're not, like, you have a stake in this. I'm like, you're saying I'm unbiased? Are you saying I'm biased
here?
That's
so crazy.
Like, that's crazy.
People not getting that, like,
we're
that
literally
our guy
and sitting in blonde wigs.
The wigs is perfect. It's like,
guys. Literally can't be more. And I'll tell you, and all the back and forth, this may have been the stupidest because it spawned, that exchange spawned like 10 articles, serious articles being like, what is this guy doing and what are UFC guys doing, like hanging around with this dude? I mean, he's, you know how sometimes you have people who defend some guys like, oh, there's politics. Nobody is defending. Even he is not defending this guy's like, I wasn't with him. Oh, you're with it. You just went to his birthday party. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's insane. And oh man, it was just
But that's
so
also
funny.
That's so funny. Like the fight game, the UFC crowd is so ridiculous with like they were looking for any reason to pounce on Patty. And as soon as they had even the door open a little bit on a fight that he won, they still are willing to throw themselves under the bus like that just to talk a little bit of shit about
Which
Patty.
By the way, you can talk shit because it was a controversial decision. But Dan and I were somehow being unjust by rooting for Patty. Like, you don't know much about our game. I say the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl, like, every week they win. Like,
every week.
He's our guy. Like, no matter what happens, we're rooting for him.
The one that would made me just – I was just, like, giggling to myself when I should have been asleep because people were replying so seriously. I was like, if Patty thought he lost the fight, he would have said he lost the fight. Everyone's like, that's not true. Like, no way. Every fighter says they won. I'm like, Patty's an honest guy. He said he won the fight. What more do you want from us?
Crazy. This is news story. So Drake has put together a diamond necklace. I don't know how much this thing must be worth. It has 42 engagement diamonds on it to symbolize the 42 women he was close to proposing to, but didn't. Have you seen the necklace? It's
crazy.
Outrageous.
It's 350 carats total. It's got to be like $5 million, $10 million. I don't even know how that works. But
how,
the whole thing is diamond.
How do you come close to proposing to 42 women?
I can't imagine that's even, you know, it's a stupid story, I think. But it's like the thought that he would even think it's cool or like
Holy
that people
shit.
Think it's a flex.
it's crazy.
I'm looking right now. This thing
it's wild. I mean, it also looks like something that would be weird to wear in the first place. Feels very feminine to me, no?
Well, it's – thing. Yeah, I mean, it's diamond engagement
I guess
rings.
Apparently is going to be girly, but I don't know. Drake is like the most – successful fucking rich rapper in the world and somehow is the corniest guy ever at the same time, right?
Oh my god, this
42.
I almost proposed 42 times is
that's crazy. How old is Drake? Do you just see somebody's like propose? I fall in love every 2 seconds.
Matter how, you could be 500 years old and you're not proposing 42 times. It's ridiculous.
42 times.
It's the stupidest.
Imagine being
ever.
The chick with the smallest diamond on that, though.
Like, yeah, I don't know that he assigned any of them, but I was curious.
He
should
has
list
them assigned in his head.
He also is not beyond. There's like a song coming out that's going to be like 42 diamonds. Yeah, he's pretty good at that. SBF arrested. That's good news. They just got
He's
make
in
sure.
real bad jail. Did you see the pictures of it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the behind.
Finally, though, because it was like they were treating him like he was, you know, crazy. A hero. So crazy. At least finally he's getting like treated. Like
I'm very worried that he's going to end up dead. I know that's a conspiracy theory thing, but and not necessarily that someone kill him, but he doesn't look like he's long for prison life.
No, and I was saying this the other day. The worst thing for him, I mean, prison's pretty bad, but like. The real world, like I count myself, I'm not a big Bitcoin guy. I had no idea who he was. He just got exposed being the biggest dork in the world. Like every time I see a picture of him, I'm like,
oh, he's
a dork.
I told you I talked to him before FTX advertised, which is part, I put this in one of my rants because his excuse on everything was, I didn't know what was happening. People below me, I lost track. But before they could advertise with us, he requested to talk to me. Like, that's how in touch he was with where their ad dollars was going. So his, I don't know this, I don't know that, pretty unbelievable. But he's a dork. He's a full-fledged dork.
And some of the, like, stories coming out, like, they were using, like, Microsoft QuickBooks to do their accounting, which is, like, would be, like, filming The Godfather on your iPhone.
Dan, if we never got bought, but we grew to the same speed, we would still be using, like, QuickBooks.
Throw stones on that.
Yeah,
front.
I mean, that's true. I mean, there was definitely a time when it was just like...
There were those stories that they were all doing amphetamines and like having orgies and shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. They lived together. They lived in a penthouse in the Bahamas. I mean, everything this guy said, follow up pretty closely. Like, the gist of it is he had a trading firm in FTX, which is just like a kind of a trading house for Bitcoin. But they were all living together. And he's like, I don't know what the fuck was going on. Who are you talking to, Kevin?
That their group chat where they were discussing wire fraud was titled Wire Fraud.
Yeah, yeah.
Hiding in plain sight. Yeah, but it is a good point, Dave, because there was a portion of Barstool Sports history where the whole company was just your checking account.
Totally. Totally.
You would just write when you had to mail checks to us for
PayPal me,
He one time, Kay Margo never got his check because he didn't write the address on the fucking envelope and put it in the mail.
What was going on? Things were moving and shaking, and I was doing a lot of things at once. That's like people who still think that the DevNest, like we intentionally deleted our history, which is like
it is a good conspiracy theory that fits though, because it's one of the best things that's ever happened to
But it's just so funny 100%. To think about, like, there was a day when it was like, how's your job doing? It's like, well, we produce like 1,000 Aroid shirts and they're not selling, so not good right now.
I'm telling Aroid, Need for Sheed, Brick Watches, those all could end up in like same category.
Dude, I was saying it to Dave, like I didn't want to laugh, but when we were at UFC, I was like, the fact that Brick Watches are going to just be a more expensive Ball Don't Lie shirt.
It's not actually.
It's a $3,000 Ball Don't Lie shirt.
It's actually not too dissimilar from like gambling. You just go up. It's like, well, what am I gonna buy? I don't want to buy like shirts anymore. I'll buy some watches. Still could work. It's a little slow, I'm not gonna deny that. A little slow. How do you know I haven't sold a million? Because the watch dorks are in my asshole. It doesn't help that they slandered the watch. It's just not true. They're saying it costs like $30. It's a blatant fucking lie. It's a blatant lie. And you guys, listen, I know what everybody at Barstool's getting for Christmas or Hanukkah, so.
Brick watches, baby. It's brick watches.
If there was a way for the average stoolie to rock the brick watch, they would do it for you to support you. They're just not going to pay
$2,400 for it. It was meant for people like me, and I'm wearing it happily. And if it costs me.
You're the only person in the world.
If it costs you. If it cost me $3.7 million to wear my own brand of watch, so it'll be the most expensive watch of all time. Listen, we've sold some, not as many as I would have liked.
Dave, you ended the year-end meeting with if anyone wants to change their pay, I'll do it for one pay cycle.
I'm not making this up. I already told Austin I'm going to send an email. Anybody can pick out their own style brick watch, and we'll get you a brick watch free of charge. They're nice. You're going to see them. You're going to see them and be like, they're actually nice. They're nice fucking watches. Well, these watch dorks have come out of nowhere.
It's going to become the most exclusive watch in the world because like only
not many people
have.
Correct. Correct. Listen, I made a couple mistakes, but not – I'm being attacked by people for no reason. You'll see the watch. You'll be like, this is not, they're just lying about the watch.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
It is going to be a very funny chapter in the book where it's like, yes. and then Dave made a watch company. If things don't pick up,
I'm going to go to dinner and I'm just going to leave a watch. Like, instead of like the tip, here's the watch.
It's like, remember Ball Don't Lie? Well, 10 years later, I did the same thing with watches.
Ball Don't Lie did become, after the fact.
Yes. That's what I was saying. Like, if we just make brick watches funny like that, eventually it's
well after the fact. Brick watches. The thing I don't, that has bothered me is people being like, you're scamming. It's a rug pull. It's like, it says what are you talking about? It says what it is. And why would I do that?
Yeah, like, that's the part that never makes sense. It's like, you have money. Why would you scam people to make like a little bit more?
Yeah, and I could have taken that. I didn't. It's my money. I'm working on myself. I got all the watches. It's all me. So whatever. Listen, I didn't know watch dorks existed. They're just lying about the watch. They're like everything. Whatever. It is what it is.
It's always been that way with our charities. We're always scamming and scheming and stealing. Yet we've been here for 20 years.
Oh, brick watches. Free brick watch. Like and subscribe this video, and one winner gets a free brick watch.
Brick watch. The last story here. Did you guys see the dancing Tommy Smokes?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
That looks. I thought it was his face put on him.
Yeah,
it's
like smoke. One of those filters or deep face.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That made me feel real weird. That was very weird.
Because she's kind of attractive.
She's shaking it, man. Her body is moving, and it's Tommy Smokes.
It's the most anybody's ever looked like anybody.
It's Tommy Smokes.
Crazy.
You know, Tommy Smokes walks around telling people he looks like Derek Jeter. You know that, right, Dave?
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah. I was thinking, because everyone's sucking Tommy's dick lately. He's making this video. Literally, I don't know if Tommy's even still here if I just didn't think he was a good luck charm at one point. Like, he didn't say a word. He did nothing.
Alarmingly stupid.
Yeah, and then, like, he did the announcing on March Madness. I won, like, two games in a row. I'm like, oh, you're lucky. Like, next thing you know, he was at my apartment at night. I was taking him to Vegas.
San Antonio. Remember San Antonio? Yeah. I just, like, walked out of the hotel room, and it was just Dave and Tommy sitting, like, on, like, a rock near the Riverwalk. Just like refreshing a game. We took a flight back. I was sitting first class next to Dave, and his game started going bad. And he's like, you got to go switch seats with Tommy. And I had to go back and coach. And he sat in first class because he was like, I need Tommy.
And all those games switched. All those games that night. It was the craziest flight ever. Yeah. And that was the beginning of them. So, all right. Is there anything else that we missed?
I don't think so.
All right.
All right.
There it is.
See you guys. Yep.